We have to get on our own resources in America. If we do, we can cut out 60% of OPEC oil.
Oil, natural gas, wind, water, solar, nuclear.
Industries of energy. Energy.
We've got some fantastic opportunities to use new technologies to secure the American people and at the same time be better stewards of the environment.
You have questions. We have answers.
Listen carefully.
You can't really be against hydrofracking and say you're an environmentalist because immediately the default options are fuels that are much less clean.
For the next hour, Sean Wilson and Butch Black explore the energy industry with news and interviews from around the corner and around the globe.
Nuclear is one of the directions that we should innovate in.
The Exploring Energy Show begins now.
Very, very good Thursday morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. I got love, Jared Aithen, Skinny Calc, caught me on one. Anyway, we're glad to have you here this morning, and Butch has promised Jackie and his mother-in-law he's going to smile today. Give it to him there, Butch. Is that all you got?
This is a smile.
Your mustache covers it up. That's what it is. Here's what's on the menu at Elk City Meals on Wheels, 1510 West 9th Street. You can also call in your order at 225-5821. Meals are just $6. That includes the whole meal, the drink, the dessert. $5 if you're senior citizens. Everyone is welcome. The dining room hours are open from 11 to 1 Monday through Friday. Here on the 18th day is August continues to just fly by. Barbecued chicken, yard bird, loving it. Macaroni and cheese, spinach, coleslaw, roll, and peach cobbler. So that's what's on the menu today on this 18th day of August. Barbecue chicken, macaroni and cheese, spinach, coleslaw, roll, and peach cobbler. That's Elk City Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, you're kind of a yard bird guy.
Yeah, I do. I like that yard bird. Hard to mess that up unless you just don't cook it. American Legion Post 181 inviting all veterans to join him the first Monday of each month, 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Christ Family Center. It's the old Nagel Snappy Sack building. It's right just west of the Walgreens there at the corner of 3rd and Jefferson. Come get to know your fellow veterans. Various subjects will be discussed at every meeting along with some great stories. Coffee will be provided. That's American Legion Post 181. Tell old George Zenos and Gene Smith Jr., we sent you down there. American Legion Post 181, all military veterans, no matter what branch you served in or when you served, are welcome. Then the Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, they're having a sign-up and parent orientation Monday, August 29th, 6:30 p.m. Okay, there's financial assistance available. It's not a whole lot, $25 for a new member, $14 per month, or $70 for August through December. But if you don't have that kind of money and your kid wants to be a part of the Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts, they have some financial assistance available. If you'd like to find out more, call Jennifer Kane. She's the committee chair, 580-821-0644. 821-0644. It's at Ackley Park, Monday night, August the 29th at 6:30 p.m. We are going to have Professor Paul Michael Wiebe joining us today. So we are very fortunate in that aspect. So
that's the rumor I've heard.
Yes, it is. Not a rumor, man. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's real deal.
You're sure?
Well, yes.
Well, let's see. WTI crude on the NYMEX September exchange is actually up $1.36 to $89.47. Brent crude on the October ICE exchange is up $1.65 to $95.30. NYMEX natural gas for September is up 11 cents to $9.35. RBOB gasoline on the NYMEX September exchange is up $4.21. Now that's what I'm used to seeing. Gasoline jump is by $4 or $5. It's up $4.21 to $297.66. And NYMEX heating oil for September is down $2.18 to $359.56.
Wow.
Green market except for heating oil. And we've got a cold front coming through.
Figure that
one out.
I'll tell you, yesterday was a nice respite, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It has been exhaustingly hot. Weeby sent us a deal that the monsoon weather is happening in Vegas right now. They are getting drenched, man. I mean, it's almost underwater. But he knows how to tread. I mean, when you live in the swamp.
Well, yeah, but hopefully he's on a high enough floor that He's not having to tread water.
Where you live on the hill, no doubt about it.
There's a hill there?
Yeah, just out north of town there. There's some mountains up in there. Well, the report contends U.S., including Oklahoma, will get much, much hotter by 2053. Let's see.
Sky is falling.
I'm 61. This is, okay, so that's 30 years. So, man, when I'm 90, yikes, it's going to be just blazing. Southern Oklahoma will suffer under even hotter weather in the coming decades, or at least two counties in the southeast part of the state to endure more than 80 days of summer temperatures, 100 degrees or greater. I can remember already experiencing that. Was it 2008? I can't remember when it was, but I know it was like over, it was a lot of days in a row over 100, but over 100 degrees, no doubt. But that's according to a new report from First Street Foundation, a New York-based nonprofit research and technology group dedicated to climate change studies. I trust this info. In a new report, First Street scientists predicted that much of the central United States will endure much hotter weather over the coming decades. They contend that Choctaw and McCurtain counties, those are the two counties, don't move there, not until, I mean, or they'll move before 2053. But these counties in southeast Oklahoma will have an average of 58 days each of 100-degree weather in 2023. And we'll see the number of those kinds of hot days reach 82 by 2053. So they're talking about 58 days next year, 100 or hotter.
Okay.
Now, I remember those. I was talking about, we're in a row.
Yeah. Yeah, we had 31 days.
Is that what it was? I knew it was a lot.
Of over 100 degrees. Well.
Consecutive days, for sure.
U.S. crude exports rose to a record as European refiners rushed to stock up supplies ahead of a ban on Russian imports. Weekly shipments overseas reached 5 million barrels a day. That's surpassing a high set barely a month ago, according to data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, the EIAO. The increase itself, a gain of 2.89 million barrels a day, was also a record. Bless you.
Thank you.
The rise in exports underscores just how much the world is turning to American oil and natural gas for their energy needs as Russia's invasion of Ukraine shrinks supplies of both in the global market. In addition to Europe's growing reliance, global markets are also switching to oil to fuel electricity needs as natural gas prices have soared since Russia curtailed supplies and became the target of sanctions worldwide. Adding to pressure on tight crude matters, Libyan exports fell precipitously last month, prompting European refiners to depend even more on the U.S. for supply. About 45 million barrels of crude are expected to reach Europe in the month of August, which would be the highest since 2019. That's when Bloomberg started compiling this data. So they haven't been compiling it very long, but we got record amounts of oil going to Europe.
Sweet.
Yeah. Well, if you thought the addition of 87,000 more armed IRS agents was the growth of big government, consider what happened in the United States Energy Department in recent days. Oh, man. The Brandon administration, even before the president officially put the IRS growth into effect with the Tuesday signing of his Inflation Reduction Act, had already implemented the creation of two more large bureaucratic agencies focused on energy. The Grid Deployment Office and the Office of State and Community Energy Programs were created to emphasize more than $23 billion in investments in the country's power grid. Funding will come from the bipartisan infrastructure law, according to T&D World.
Are they going to be armed?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be the M.O.
Well,
have you ever met an armed IRS agent?
No. No, I've met with a few that when I was armed, but.
So now they're leveling the playing field, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think so. Well, we've got an unnamed weather disturbance projected to move over the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. It's gathering strength.
So it's like a hurricane, but they haven't named it?
It's according to the National Hurricane Center. They're still thinking it might become a cyclone.
So they're not sure what it is.
We could call it. Yeah, it's just a disturbance right now.
Caitlyn Jenner or something.
There's a disturbance in the force. According to their latest forecast, at the time of this writing, the chance of a weather pattern forming into a cyclone through the next 48 hours has risen to 20%. and the chance of it forming into a cyclone through the next 5 days has risen to 30%. Well, still, a chance that it's not.
That's exactly right.
So the concentrated area of showers and thunderstorms is associated with a tropical wave near the coast of Belize. The system is forecast to move across Central America and southeastern Mexico over the next day or so. So they're just thinking that it could cause a little bit of problems. And, it, of course, in the Gulf, you've got to watch for that stuff. You got to know it's coming.
Well, hopefully the pirates aren't out there and get caught, get stranded.
Well, hopefully the pirates will get caught in it. And that'll be one less thing to worry about.
Yes, it will. Professor Wiebe is going to join us for about 20 after the hour. But what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to come back with more of the Thursday edition. And Professor Paul Michael Wiebe on the other side of this commercial timeout. Stick around, won't you?
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
With a small farmer, a big farmer, if you can save, you know, a few dollars here and there over a course of a year or 2 years, it might be $1,000, it might be $2,000, it might be $50. I would like to keep my $50 and spend it on something else that I enjoy. I mean, that's the way my mind works. If I can save a few cents here and there, and at the end of the year I have $1,000 more, then I get to go enjoy it. Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. We have a 50-mile radius that we have free delivery, 500 gallons or more. If you want under 500 gallons, then we have a minimal charge.
500 gallons of free delivery, I mean, you know, you can't ask for more than that. My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
The Depot Trading Company Men's and More Store in Elk City is having their grand opening, and the KECO Rollin' Radio Show will be there live from 10 to noon this Saturday. And from 9 to 3, they'll have live music. And the Brown's Grill food truck will be serving food. And from 9 to 5, a free bouncy house for all the kiddos and a discount bucket that for every purchase made Saturday, you get up to 40% off. Plus a swag bag for the first 15 customers that spend $50 or more. That's this Saturday beginning at 9 at the Depot Trading Company Men's and More Store, 318 South Main Street, downtown Elk City.
Hey, North Fork members, get ready to eat, win, and have some fun. This Saturday is North Fork Electric Co-op's 83rd annual membership meeting under the pavilion at the Sayre Municipal Park. Registration begins at 9 a.m. Members who register get a stubby butcher knife and a North Fork cap. Grand prize is a Kubota 42-inch mower, sponsored in part by Great Plains Kubota. Runner-up prize is $1,000 cash, sponsored by R&R Powerline. You must be present to win. Lunch provided by Blue Mountain Smoke and Screamin' Jacks. Western swing band Sons of the Sage will perform. All kids get a free dollar coin and free swimming and miniature golf. Kids can also win one of four bicycles and a pair of Apple AirPods. LifeSpring Home Care is doing free health screenings and blood pressure checks. There'll also be a blood drive and a Sayre Chamber vendor fair. North Fork Electric Co-op's 83rd annual membership meeting is this Saturday at the Sayre City Park. Get more details on North Fork Electric Co-op's Facebook page.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
That'd be us. Presidio still has an opening for that mechanical position. You got your wrenches?
No, I tried there, remember?
Oh, that's right.
They want you to be able to fix stuff.
Right. If you're interested in applying, please email your resume to M. Woodis. As in Michael, M. Woodis at PresidioPetroleum.com. Or go by Presidio.com's website. By Presidio, BY Presidio. Click on the Careers tab for more information on that and other positions that are may be available. That is a mechanic for Presidio. David A. Guest, a certified mineral manager. He is a buyer of royalties from estates, probates, trusts, and bankruptcies. He's also a mineral manager, so he's a great source, trusted source for mineral management with well over 35 years in the business. He'll treat you fairly. He'll treat you squarely. He'll give you some good, solid information. Man of integrity. Call David today at 405-341-8698. 405-341-8698. Okay, you said you had a little story.
Well, while we've got drilling of high-impact oil and gas prospects is set to rebound this year after a disappointing 2021 when success rates plunged towards record lows. This is according to Rystad Energy. And, you know, we quote them a lot. And they're usually pretty right. These critical wells have found hydrocarbons 47% of the time so far this year. That's up from a measly 28% for 2021. With more than 4 months to go in 2022, discovered volumes from high-impact wells have nearly quadrupled over 1.7 billion barrels of oil equivalent per day, or barrels of oil equivalent, a positive sign for the global hydrocarbon supply. A total of 33 high-impact wells are set to be drilled this year, the largest annual number since Rystad Energy started tracking this sector in 2015. This is only slightly more than last year's 29 high-impact probes, which only yielded 450 million barrels of oil equivalent because of low success rate. The high-impact wells, or high-output wells, basically, bucking recent trends, discovered liquids have accounted for 1.2 billion barrels of oil equivalent, or almost 70% of the volumes this year, while gas discoveries total about 550 million barrels of oil equivalent. And that's swapped places. Used to, it was more gas than oil. So, unfortunately, what we're seeing in this study that they're doing right now is the fact that most of these wells, these high-impact wells that they're touting right here are in Africa, South America, Australia. They're not in the United States because of the line that's been drawn in the sand by this administration.
Exactly.
So.
Okay. Well, let's switch gears here. Head over here to the phone line. Paul Michael Wiebe, professor, are you there?
I'm here, Sean. Hi, Butch. Good morning.
I recognize that voice.
Yeah, well, I didn't know if I could understand you with your scuba gear on. Good gravy. Are you guys getting some rain, and can you send any this way?
Oh, my goodness. I got to tell you, I have a hangover. You know?
I bet you do.
But it's been raining and raining, a quarter of an inch, half an inch. Quarter of an inch, and out here they call it a monsoon. Okay.
Well, they're not geared to handle a lot of that rain either. Like, they don't have like the storm sewer systems and stuff like that because they just don't get a lot of rain a lot, right?
No, they don't. So you get a quarter of an inch or a half inch, especially over a period of time, you know. And I've been speaking to the old timers here. You know, the old timers who've been here 5 years, 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's
and they tell me they've never experienced this before. So, you know, it's raining off and on. It's kind of nice, I suppose, for folks, especially you're out here in the desert and the plants don't get too much water and so on and so forth. So, yeah, you know, it's not really geared. Some of the casinos, I think Caesar's Palace and a couple others, you know, the rain came in through the roof. It,
wow.
It soaked the gambling tables and the rugs. Yeah, you know. And they probably don't carry flood insurance. Or, you know.
Probably
you're
not.
Probably right.
but, I wonder if the Army Corps of Engineers is just figured out they're in a floodplain or not.
As long as you're safe, Professor, that's all we care about. I mean, Sin City, they can fend for themselves, for crying out loud.
That's right.
How high is the water, Papa?
That's right.
Oh, Professor, got so much going on. Your first topic here. Only his personal hairdresser knows.
Well, that's right. We're going to get into the deep swamp news. So, as you all know, I have secret sources.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. And one of my secret sources is one of the 17 hairdressers for FBI Director Christopher Wray.
Oh. You know?
Yeah, he's got about 20 pounds of hair up there. You know, people make fun of Trump. Yeah. Trump's got nothing on Wray. So one of the hairdressers, one of my sources, of course, planted a microchip, you know, listening to microchip, and, yeah, inside that raccoon of air he's got. He'll never find it, you know. So what happened is I had breaking news for Exploring Energy, but because I'm not on a regular daily basis, I couldn't break the news like we usually do.
Right.
So the news that I was getting exclusively from the hairdresser, you know, was broken by the New York paper. So I have to give the breaking news of the breaking news. I hope our audience will excuse me. So after the Mar-a-Lago raid, old Christopher Wray was taking a lot of heat and all. He called up, some of the senior folks up in New York and said, "Look, this is really bad. We got to show that the FBI is on the job, And so they got into gear, and they rounded up all the agents. And we got to do a big bust here. We got to really show folks, we're really able to, break open some big cases and make some headlines." So what they did is that they raided and arrested Salvatore Sal the Shoemaker, Rapino.
Oh, one of the mob bosses.
No, just the shoemaker.
Oh.
No, it's true.
An actual shoemaker.
They actually raided, and you have a picture of it, I sent. They actually raided Sal's Shoe Repair Shop.
Man, they on the ball.
I bet they found a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they took out boxes and boxes of classified shoes and, secret repair tools that have been, used in the shoe repair business for centuries. They did good. And next time I'll try and break something before the New York Post or whatever.
Yeah, but it sounds to me like they may have lost their soul.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let me.
Very good, Butch.
Yeah, let me tie this up here for us. But but Professor, the Fascist Bureau of Investigation. Have you ever seen the like of what's going on right now, as far as the what they call the alphabet agencies?
Well, look, for the first time, we're finally hearing. Folks in Washington, D.C., not that many, but at least there are a few voices out there who are beating the drum for not just reform of the FBI and other agencies, IRS or CIA or Homeland Security, whatever. They're actually calling for the abolition of these bureaucratic agencies and to be replaced with something different, maybe more decentralized, maybe more emphasis at the state and local level in terms of law enforcement and security and that sort of thing.
Which is what they were intended to do to begin with.
Yeah. Defund these organizations. Don't give them the money. Congress just gives these agencies, oodles and noodles of money with no accountability. There's no transparency. No one knows where the money is going, like everything else in Washington, D.C. So that leads, people who receive the money and disseminate the money through these bureaucracies to not account for these things. When you don't account for your financial resources, that leads to abuse and corruption, embezzlement, and all kinds of things. So as a result of that, the entire system of Washington, D.C. has been corrupted from inside out. It's not just individuals who are corrupt or incompetent. It's the system itself. And the system itself is not sustainable. It will collapse. It will erode. Just like termites eating through the fibers of timber that supports a house. Eventually, it will collapse. And that's what we're seeing. And to give you an example, to go back to the raid at Mar-a-Lago and the seizure of documents, the latest news is that the real reason the raid took place is that they were searching, not for classified or top secret documents or anything having to do with foreign policy or nuclear. No. They were looking for a set of documents that President Trump took with him that would incriminate. Various agencies of government and maybe, members of Congress on the whole Russiagate hoax. In other words, he had evidence to prove the corruption of these agencies and possibly individuals, in Congress. And, demonstrating that the whole thing was
politically motivated.
A fabrication.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fabrication. And it seems that's what they were really looking for. And if that's the case, I've heard people already say, President Trump should not delay. He should make public. He should have a press conference and make public what he knows based on the information he has and go with it.
What difference would it make, though? They're not going to prosecute.
Yeah, but still, it's it brings to light when you flip on the light and the roaches and the termites go to scattering. You got to throw the light on. I mean, somebody's got to turn that switch on. You know, and I understand that he's got a lot of the actual footage from the security cameras that the FBI wanted turned off, Mar-a-Lago did not turn off. So the security system, I understand he's in possession of those things. But don't you think that timing is also part of this game or this plan that they're working, Professor?
Well, yeah, I think timing always is a consideration, but I also think you don't want to lose the momentum.
Right.
If you have information, because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
And if you are in a situation like this, a predicament, and I do believe that the work that is being done at DOJ. And the grand jury, you know, there's a separate grand jury working in terms of investigation of the president and the J6 committee. This has to be taken, as I've said before, maybe 3 weeks ago, this should be taken very, very seriously. They are really gunning for President Trump. And there's a number of ways based on laws that can be interpreted, so many different ways. That, yes, they can indict him, they can charge him, they can arrest him. It's very, very possible. And I don't think you want to delay and allow that sort of thing to happen. You want to put your case out there for the public and for public opinion, which is powerful if you can substantiate, you know, your position. I don't think you want to wait. I think there's been too much of that, honestly, with the Trump administration. 4 years. And everyone was hoping for all kinds of information to come out. Never came out. And I think that's because a lot of his advisors are really not the type of people he should have had advising him until the very, very end when he finally got in some loyalist, Trump loyalist, MAGA-type people into key positions in the White House. So I would say the sooner the better. Damn the torpedoes.
Yeah, maybe he's listening in. I mean, seems like somebody over there is. Every time we talk about something on this show with you, Professor, then they start taking action. Can you stick around, Professor? We need to take a quick break, and then we'll be back. We've got some more to discuss.
Yes, sir.
Professor Paul Michael Wiebe, ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue our visit with him right after this on the Thursday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show here on 96.5 KECO.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
Time to mark your calendar for Expo 25, the 25th anniversary of celebrating the people of Oklahoma oil and natural gas, featuring Mike Rowe, America's storyteller. Expo 25 will showcase the technology and innovations that make our modern world possible. Meet thousands of potential customers and contacts in one day. Hang around to taste some of the oil field's best food at the first annual Oklahoma Oil and Natural Gas Barbecue Competition. It's at the Bennett Event Center at OKC Fairgrounds Thursday, October 13th. Sign up today to secure your exhibit space or register to attend at OKOilExpo.com.
Looking for something sweet? Stop. ZNR Snack Bar is the newest hit in town. Tara and her family have figured out the secret. They have treats available all day long, but they can also take special orders on anything from weddings to birthdays to graduations or any other get-together you could possibly be having. This is where cravings and creation collide. ZNR Snack Bar, located at 202 South Randall in Elk City. 580-374-2476.
ZNR Snack Bar.
Summer savings event is going on now. The entire store is 20% off. This beautiful Maverick sectional has power recline and power headrest. The Maverick sectional also has wireless charging and USB port for all of your charging needs. Normal retail was $3,999.99. And with summer savings, you only pay $3,199. Wow, that is a savings of $800. Come and visit Sean and the rest of the crew at Galleria Furniture, Mattress and Appliance Outlet in Elk City.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase.
With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
If you're like most people in business, you use a computer to get your everyday tasks done. And if something goes wrong with it, you're looking for someone to help you get it fixed and fast. These days, you can't function efficiently without one. Computers save us time and money. So here's my question to you. Who are you going to call when you have computer problems? The innovative technology team near Atwoods in Elk City can help. Wouldn't it be handy to call someone that's willing to come to you and fix the issue? You can even bring your computer in and they'll take a look at it. Think of the peace of mind you'll have. A team of computer people you can call when issues arise. And they will. Just pick up the phone, give them a call at 243-1559. 243-1559. They'll come right out and get you back up and running again. They have IT plans that'll work for any business. Innovative technology serving Elk City and the surrounding area since 1981. 243-1559. And check them out online at itlpros.com.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
Sean Wilson and the Smiling Butch Black are back. I'm getting on him, Jackie. I'm telling you. DCP Services LLC offers fully insured contract pumpers, roustabout services, including backhoes, tractors, forklifts, mowing, trenching, and they do it with a smile. That's the nice thing. They rebuild Kimray valves and controls, Western Chemical pumps, and they sell and repair Texam solar pumps and other solar pumps. Plus, they have a wireline division with both braided and slickline capabilities. If you'd like to have smiling pumpers, roustabouts, or wireline service, call Jeff Davis, 580-660-0501. And if you want the grumpy old man, call Butch Black,
580-303-1886.
303-1886. And if you need pipe, valves, or fittings parts, pipeline processing production geared toward major supply store here, LLC, DCP, located at 317 North Van Buren here in Elk City. Call Ernie Barker, 580-339-1773. Smiles are free.
When I smile, it scares small children.
Small children and others. And American Hose and Supply, if you got a hose, it can shut down the largest operation, the smallest pinhole. They'll take care of it, American Hose and Supply. They custom make hoses, fittings, get you what you need, get you up and going. And if you want them to come by and see you regularly, keep you stocked up, set up whatever schedule you want, twice a week, every other week, once a month, weekly, it doesn't make any difference, up to you. Keep your machinery up and running, keep yourself making money. American Hose and Supply, inside Camrock on South Main Street in Elk City, right next to Fred's Steakhouse. Call 821-4413, 580-821-4413. Yeah, don't get a hose, don't get hosed. Okay, we're going to go right back to the guy here, Professor Paul Michael Wiebe, ladies and gentlemen. And Professor, we're neck deep in the swamp talk. Where do you want to go from here? We were just talking about the FBI and what disarray they're in, about Trump needing to go ahead and release any information he has that could show the American people just how criminal these people are up on the Hill that feel like they're above the law. Where do you want to go from here? I know that what the next topic is, but I hate to jump ahead because I know that you have some valuable information. What do you got?
Well, the situation now with President Trump, I think, is very delicate. And it could go sideways real quick. The president, in my opinion, as we were just discussing, needs to take the strategic initiative, not play defense. And I'm afraid that's the situation that we see right now. And if he does play defense, it's just going to get worse and worse. And let me share with the audience, which I don't think is really public knowledge out there, but it's easy enough to find out if you dig a little bit. Florida Governor DeSantis, who's a good guy, right?
Right.
And and represents the bench after Trump, in effect. He has a war chest of about $150 million.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's on the sideline. He has no intention to challenge President Trump for 2024. However, something does happen. DeSantis is on the sideline and ready to step in. So
there's a plan B.
There's a plan B just in case, because this business with the archives and classified, non-classified documents, it's very tricky. It's very arcane. There's one interpretation where even if you have unclassified documents in your possession, it's government property, you know, and you're not supposed to have government property, even though Bill Clinton and Obama and Hillary all have government property. And then there's the issue, what really is public property? Does it belong to secret offices and secret agencies, or does it belong to the American people, right?
Right.
We're in a very, very tricky environment right now. And this thing could go any number of ways. But my belief is, yeah.
Go ahead.
And possibly to arrest him and bring criminal charges against him. Now, if that's the case, it's going to be very difficult for him to be able to run for 2024. And that's the objective with all of the shenanigans going on.
Sure it is.
Plus, they slow move the court system. You know how it works. They go at a snail's pace. Well, with that being said, how about the next one? China and Saudi Arabia and Chukran Cho. Is that Joe in Arabic? Tell us a little bit about that.
Hey, Butch, we're going to have to work on Sean's Arabic.
Yeah. How do you say it?
You got to get more phlegm in your voice.
It's Shukran Yasho. Shukran Yasho.
Okay.
So, which means, thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. And so the Chinese are telling, Joe Biden, they're saying, thank you, Joe. I mean, you went to Saudi Arabia a couple of weeks ago, and they didn't even look at you. You know, you were there like 24 hours. No one even knew you were there. And you know, you opened the door for us, buddy. Thank you. So what's happening now, and this is big, big news, really. President Xi of China, in his first foreign visit in almost 3 years, you know, because of COVID, is going to Saudi Arabia. Now, that tells you, first foreign visit, overseas visit, he goes to Saudi. Just like President Trump, when he was elected, the first foreign visit he made was to Saudi Arabia.
And he didn't bow.
So President Xi is following and, you know, replicating what President Trump did. And the Chinese intend, just like President Trump, to have an extravagant spectacle of positive demonstration and support for China when President Xi arrives. It's going to be a big deal. And he's going to go to Riyadh, and he's going to go to Jeddah, and he's going to go to Neom. Neom is the new city in the desert that's being built. It's going to be like a mega city and, you know, all the latest architecture and infrastructure is going to be spectacular.
Like Abu Dhabi kind of thing.
Yeah. Or Las Vegas kind of thing.
Oh, so without the rain.
Without the rain. He's going there. And it's based on an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, that was signed just last week between Aramco and Sinopec, the second largest oil and gas company in China after PetroChina. And it's a memorandum that, you know, details haven't been all made public yet, but it's a massive agreement which stretches, and get this, it stretches over a period of 50 years.
Whew.
Okay. And it entails investment and partnership and engagement on refining and upstream, downstream operations, oil field services, hydrogen, carbon capture, the whole gamut of the hydrocarbon value stream. Okay?
Right.
It's a huge project. And the Chinese are going to be building a big manufacturing center, a petrochemical center, I don't know exactly where in Saudi, but, you know, in a prime location. And they're going to bring over thousands and thousands of security personnel, which basically means they're going to have a big old military base in Saudi Arabia.
China.
And that's China, yeah. And that's never happened before. Now you know why. Shukran, ya Joe. Thank you, Joe, for your brilliant diplomacy in Saudi Arabia. You know, he just opened the door, and the Saudis took the strategic, we're talking about strategic initiative.
Right.
They took the strategic initiative. They're not playing defense, and they're going into Saudi Arabia, and they're forming with the Saudis a strategic partnership. And part of the reason the Saudis are saying, yeah, come on in, bring your money, invest here, is that the Saudis have lost confidence, as has much of the world, in United States leadership, especially now with the Biden administration. They cannot count on the Americans anymore. They'll buy U.S., you know, arms and military equipment, of course. But that, you know, I think we're in a transition phase where the Saudis and OPEC and all these other countries, you know, including Russia, China, Asia, Africa, Latin America, are recognize that we're, because of the Ukraine-Russia war, we're having a historic change in the global balance of power. And because there's no leadership coming out of the United States, coming out of the White House, these key countries, countries like Saudi Arabia, are making historic strategic decisions that they would not have made if President Trump was in power.
But I can tell you right now, we are fighting climate change catastrophes.
Well, look, part of the calculations involved here is countries like China and India and Saudi Arabia, African countries, you know, all recognize the falsehood of, you know, the whole green ideology. And they're looking at Europe. We're going to talk about Europe in a second or two. And they're looking at Europe. And right now, Europe is on the path to deindustrialization, energy poverty, and decline in the standard of living. And companies and factories are going to pull out of Europe like you would not believe over the coming year. And they're going to move to other places like Turkey and into Africa where labor is plentiful, labor is cheap. You don't have the these strangling regulatory issues to deal with. You don't have to pay lip service to extreme liberal protocols, you know, like ESG and so forth.
Right.
And all of that is based on the recognition, countries like China and India and Saudi Arabia, that hydrocarbons aren't going anywhere. Oil and gas and coal and eventually hydrogen are here to stay for a long, long time. Okay, and that provides cheap energy. And cheap energy is the key to increasing the standard of living for people, increasing their ability to have good opportunities and good jobs and live longer, you know? So
a lot of global positioning going on right now. Professor, we need to bail and take this last break. If we come back, we'll talk about the possible end to the Western civilization.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we will.
Professor Paul Michael Wiebe and more as we continue right after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
The business I've done with the oil field, they got to see your face. They got to see somebody coming in to see them, whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers, that's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings. Hydraulic hose, oil field suction hose, lay flat hose, all types of fittings, hydraulic fittings, Camlock fittings. We also carry black pipe fittings, air brake fittings for semis, brass ball valves. In the oil field, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. Oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in, we'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. My company is American Hose and Supply. come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive. The ability to get hay right now, and when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires, and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. We can insure hay on a standalone policy, which is something that maybe some others don't offer. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Excitement and optimism reign over the Big Elk football program after last season's semifinal appearance. Zach Maynard is the new man at the helm. He's eager to stamp his mark on the program.
I think that football is the perfect sport to teach kids how to do that thing, how to be accountable, how to be disciplined, how to work hard, how to be tough mentally and physically.
Coach Maynard returns the bulk of a defense that'll feature stars at every level.
Pitch sweep running right. It's going to be Nate Jones. Nate cuts it back inside. He meets Gage Eastman right at the line of scrimmage. The Elks have Clinton stopped. Graham has the snap. Looks long down the near sideline. Cooper Patton is right there, and he's got a pick.
The offense possesses a ton of young guys ready to prove Elk City's not exiting the chase for a 4A state title anytime soon.
It's a race to the pylon. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cooper Garbarino.
Quest for another long playoff run begins inside Big Elk Stadium August 26th with Altus in town. Catch all the exciting action all season long. Live video streaming on BigElkTV.com as well as radio on Cool 94. Myself, Jared Atha, and the rest of the team can't wait to bring you award-winning broadcasts of what promises to be another successful season of Big Elk football.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
Thanks for being here. Sustaining Oklahoma's energy resources. Go on to SoerOK.com. That's SoerOK.com. They've got their Packers plugs and retainers coming up August the 23rd. So next week, if you'd like to be a part of that, get on to SoerOK.com. If you'd like to call and talk to somebody about it, 405-601-2098. That's Tawny Claus, 405-601-2098. Also, you can download the free Soer Connect app. It's a native app, meaning it can be easily accessed in remote locations without Wi-Fi or internet. It has a Soer Lease Pumpers Handbook. It's available for iOS or Android, so iPhones or Android phones. You can get you some of that. Don't forget, 25th anniversary, Mike Groh, the featured speaker. If you don't know who that is, he's the Dirtiest Jobs host. Anyway, he's going to be speaking at the 25th annual OK Oil Expo, October the 13th, at the Bennett Event Center. October the 12th, the John C. Godwin Memorial Golf Tournament. We'll be up there for that. We'll be up there for the expo. If you'd like to be a part of it, go to OKOilExpo.com. OKOilExpo.com. If you're pre-registered, it's free to get in. Now let's go back to Professor Paul Michael Wiebe, as he is graciously joined us again today. And Professor, the end of Western civilization, expound on that if you would.
Well, I'm going to ask the audience, only people 18 years of age or older ought to be listening in, and includes those who might have a baby, up to 18 months old. They should not listen now to what I'm about to say,
Okay.
Come back a little bit later, put some cotton in your ears. The end of Western civilization. Now, we have real proof, and this is a consequence of, the green agenda and ideology in Europe in particular. So it's just been announced, and we have it on video and reported by the British newspapers, that you can now buy at around $20 or $21 a set of reusable cloth-like toilet paper.
Reusable toilet paper.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that's what underwear were for. I didn't know. Good gravy. Is this a real deal? Is this the real deal?
It's a real deal. And as a bonus, on it comes in, you know, there's 24 to a roll, right? And each type of cloth-like, you know, wrap that you pull out has a separate design on it. Now, I think that's a good deal. You know?
Renewable toilet paper. What are you supposed to use it and then wash it?
Yes. They recommend washing it twice a week.
On very hot water, I would assume.
Yes. Now, I don't know if you wash it in a sink or a dryer or you hang it outside. I don't know. I mean, who knows? However, it's meant to save the trees. And, of course, you know, we all talk about the net zero economy and the targets. So the company that's rolling out. is a company called Net Zero Inc. Net Zero Inc. So you want to save the planet. We do not want to die by 2030. So we need to save the planet. And this is the best way to do it, is just to use it, wash it twice a week and whatever.
Do they call it John Wayne toilet paper? Doesn't take crap off anybody?
I knew this was coming. I could never have done this.
The end of Western civilization as we know it.
Yes. And that's the proof. That is the proof that our Western civilization is coming to
an end. Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Now, and now, just to shift a little bit, because we should, right? Europe. So, look, what's going on in Europe? This is the future of America with another couple years of the Biden administration, for sure. So in Europe right now, energy prices are going through the roof. The power generation is increasing cost to consumers, doubling and tripling since the beginning of the year, okay? Wow. In Germany, a household of four, a family of four, is looking to pay at least $1,000 more than what they paid last year for electricity. And that's a conservative number. And in Germany, they're recommending to folks to, avoid the bath, take showers much faster, lower the heat, wear sweaters. There's going to be a tax coming in on gas consumers in Germany. The World Economic Forum with Dr. Doom over there, has now put out a study or a report that in order to conserve energy and get rid of fossil fuels, that private car ownership needs to come to an end in Europe, and the way you move around will be through communal sharing of the transportation. Whatever that may
like
be.
Like trains, buses, things such as that.
Yeah, but no more private car ownership. So, And right now, in the UK, if you recall, a couple of months ago, we talked about the British government putting in a policy regarding oil companies and windfall profits, right? Windfall profit tax in order to provide loans to people in Britain because of the increasing cost of energy. And at that time, when they started the calculation, they figured, it's going to be around $400 to send out to folks in Britain to help them with the cost of living. Well, now it looks like it could go to as high as $4,000 by the end of the year.
Little miscalculation there, huh?
because they miscalculated on how the world runs on hydrocarbons, right? So they put sanctions on Russia, and they figured, there's all kinds of alternatives out there. You know, tomorrow morning we'll have 50,000 wind farms and 100,000 solar panels, like by tomorrow in 24 hours. Of course, that's all a fantasy. Now they're paying a huge price for it, and in the meantime, the Russians have increased their oil production to a level almost equal to what they had before the Ukraine-Russia war.
Goodness gracious. Professor, Sadly, we're out of time. Thank you again for your time, sir, and your valuable input. Be careful with that renewable toilet paper. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, that could come back to bite you.
Yeah, for all of our great sponsors, for Butch Black and Professor Paul Michael Wiebe, I'm Sean Wilson. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Hope you've enjoyed our show, learned something, possibly. And I promise we'll talk again. You're tuned to 96.5 KECO in Elk City. Have yourself a great day.